need.
What are you giggling about?
I'm sitting here looking at Charlotte, who has not had it. The last couple of days haven't been great days for her, although she feels great most of the time. I'm traveling across country. For those of you who are followers of fashion here, you know that every in the wintertime, I bring Charlotte to California and drive out with her and visit stations, et cetera, et cetera. And then in the spring, I drive her back. And so we're on our trip back cross country, and I'm in Columbia, Missouri this morning. The trip started out on Friday when we left Los Angeles and drove to St. George's, Utah. And Charlotte was very happy to get running around, and she knows kind of what she was really upset when I was packing up the truck, because she doesn't like, she knows when we're packing up that I'm going to leave, and she's not happy unless she leaves with me, obviously.
Well, she got to go with you.
About 4 hours as I started to pack the truck, about 4 hours before I actually left, Charlotte jumped into the truck and wouldn't get out.
She's like, come on, Daddy, let's go.
Yeah. So, I'm sitting here looking at her now, and she is the sweetest, most adorable thing. Her face, and shows them, her ears are back, and her eyes are just barely open.
Aww.
And because I just came back with some eggs. How are you doing with the eggs this morning? Are you having cereal, a little granola maybe?
Mm.
I hope you're starting your day off well. The good way to do it is with us, obviously. At least I think that's the case. It's Monday, the 11th of April. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich is here looking for Roberta. This is sort of like...
She's MIA.
Is she really? She's not going to... where is she going? She's going someplace next week. I thought she was going.
She's going to Club Med or something
week.
Fabulous.
Right. She's going... Yeah, she's going to go scuba diving with her daughter for a week or so.
I think we'll all be jealous of her.
At any rate, one of the things that people are talking about today, the over-the-weekend deal, the government shutdown avoided all the politicians. Now, this is not a program about politics, but certainly... It is a program about current events. We try to keep ourselves abreast.
And if you watched anything on TV this weekend,
of what's going on? Yeah,
it was that's what everybody was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you could not escape it. And the interesting thing is, if you want to call it a fight, everybody wants to make the food fight television. I was going to say the fast food television shows.
That's what I watch. That's Jersey Shore.
Myself.
That's a show in 10 minutes instead of a half hour.
Is it really? Okay,
it's
all right. Fast food television show, yeah. So anyway, the food fight television shows, and food fight radio, too. What did I miss? I didn't get what? Fast food is 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute show.
Instead of a half hour. Oh, okay.
Got it.
He got it.
Right. Are you trying to take a shot? She's trying to take a shot at my manhood. I understand how she thinks.
I did not
get that either.
Oh. I'd have to crawl on the
good
floor
for
that one.
Yeah.
So moving along.
All right. So, yeah. So anyway, the discussion, as Jennifer suggested this weekend, was all about this business of how do we cut the spending plans that many people, the entitlement folks, I mean, we could make an argument about this, who deserves what. And the thing that I thought was interesting was there was finally at least a mention, whether it's serious or not, remains to be seen. But attention being given to people who get government help that ought not to get it, that along with the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and I suppose you could say that that was part of the abuse, is a very important thing for all of us to get. And what makes me glaze over is trying to understand or think about how it is, and I use Framingham as an example, my hometown in Massachusetts. Last Tuesday had local elections. Now, the town is facing a dilemma. It may have as much as $400 million in unfunded retirement, health care, all that stuff. They have the slightest idea how they're going to pay. They never will. They have to declare. They will. Thank you, Charlotte. They will declare. Richie's
she's mad, too.
Yeah.
All right. Calm down, will you, please? They will declare bankruptcy, these towns, because they won't be able to pay. There's no money. How do you do this? You spend all the money you take in on current things and don't fund the stuff that requires you to, you know, down the road, take care of the people you've promised you're going to take care of. It's like all the airlines cancel their agreements and they cancel their retirement plan. So all the people who work for the airlines, they have no more retirement. They paid into the retirement plan over their 30 or 40 years or whatever working for the company, but poof, bad management, gonzo. And the same is true with our communities, and it's true with the federal government. Now, Having said that, it was pretty interesting to follow the debate and who wants to cut what, and it's just become so apparent that there are so many people who are so interested in whatever they can get out of the system, Medicare, mm-hmm. Medicaid, there's only one yep. adjunct of it, but Social yep. Security, all of these things. And they decided to cut defense spending and raise revenue by ending tax breaks for the wealthy. This is back to that stuff.
No.
Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to do, and we're talking about whatever the no. fight is now, it's about trillions, not billions. So here's the way I put this into a perspective that hopefully everybody could understand. We're burning the last hour, mm-hmm. so let me go back to it for a minute, because it is astounding to think about it in this term. From the year our country was actually established, 1776, to the year 1913, America didn't have $1 of debt, not one penny. We functioned on what was taken in, and basically, because there was no income tax, it was pretty much all sort of sales tax. If you go back to the history of how taxes have been collected, they would tax real property, and you would have to pay taxes on things that you bought. But it was a nebulous thing because the governments, whether it was the local governments, the state governments, the national, they didn't spend much money. There weren't all these employees.
It was more like a business.
There weren't all these expectations. Mm-hmm. It was, well, it wasn't even that. It was the, everybody did it for themselves. You got rubbish? Okay, you dig a hole and you bury it. If you have problems with the infrastructure, you fix the road yourself that goes in front of your house. You don't have to call up the town and have them come fix the bottle on the road. You fix it yourself. People were self-sufficient. Okay, so 1913 comes along, and we have the income tax. Within 18 months of the after the suggestion that we get an income tax and it's enacted, we go to war. And from that point to this point, if you look at the history of the income tax and look at borrowing and how we serviced it, it all is directly, not indirectly, but directly tied to war. Every mm-hmm. single bit of it is tied to war. Now, consider 1913 to 2005 and how much money was borrowed for us to engage in war, World War One, which was a complete failure. Then the Depression comes along. The government borrows lots of money. Then we have World War II to get us out of the Depression. Not that we didn't. Of all the wars that we've ever fought, in my estimation, the only one that was worth anything and we needed to be into was World War II. There's never been another war that we fought, or call it a police, or whatever you want to call it, that we really had to be into. World War II, we had to get into it. Mm-hmm. And we did the right thing. And so did all the families of the
well,
of the
I mean,
people.
They lost Pearl Harbor. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, but that was a deal. That
Kuwait?
Was a fight over oil.
You think we should have stood by and watched Saddam run over Kuwait and rape and pillage the country, or you think that was worthwhile?
No, I think if you have a subset A of necessary police actions, I would say that was a necessary police action.
At least that was a
that
fast
would be,
one.
I would yeah. Well, I don't call that a war. I call it a. But we call Korea a police action, and it wasn't. Eisenhower said that. Eisenhower is one of our smartest presidents,
right.
By the way. Anyway, so but all the other stuff we got involved in, we didn't have to be involved in, and it's what it's done is increase our debt by billions and billions and now trillions and trillions. So if you understand the history of debt or borrowing in our country, from 1913 to 2005, we borrowed X. We'll just make the figure X, okay, Roberta?
Mm-hmm, okay.
From 2005 to 2011, what we borrowed in 6 years equals X. So from 1913 to 2005, all that we borrowed has been duplicated. And as of this week, if they extend the debt, that is, they allow us to borrow more money, we will have borrowed more money in 6 years. The United States of America will have borrowed more money in 6 years than it borrowed from 1913 to 2005 to finance all the wars. And basically, that's what we borrow money to finance wars. Mm-hmm. Everything else you can pay for. If you look at the amount of money that's in the defense budget, and that we spend on war, if you didn't spend that money in the defense budget and didn't go to war, we would break even. That's the concept that I want you to wrap yourself around, if you can do that. If it were not for war, we would have no debt and would never have had any debt. And it's an astounding reality.
Hold on a second.
to grasp.
Are you saying the defense budget totally, or the expense of actually having troops in certain circumstances around the world?
Total budget.
The total defense budget is what pushes us into.
It's what we borrow. That's what we borrow. Everything else pretty much is paid for by income and that sort of thing. And the more we are involved, we're involved in three wars now. The more war we involve ourselves in, the more, they'll tell you that the military budget is $700 trillion, but they don't put in there what it costs to be in Iraq. They don't put in there what it costs to be in Afghanistan. And they don't put in what it costs us to be in Libya. How they manage, they've got three wars going on, and they're not any of them a part of the budget, is another thing that will blow your mind. All the money that's being spent in the Defense Department is supposedly for readiness. But when we light off these missiles that cost $1 million a piece to blow up whatever we're blowing up in Libya, all of those missiles are 5 years old, and they run out of they supposedly have a shelf life of 5 years. So you can make the argument that we have gone to war in Libya to use up the armament and ordnance that we have so that we can resupply. That argument is being made, and it's being made with credibility. Not any of your favorite hosts are talking about it, but if you look around, you'll find that that's the case. So I just think that as you think about all of these, you can't escape the discussion of cutting the budget and that sort of thing, and you hear all these people whining about what they aren't going to get in teachers and yada, yada, yada. It's all about war. 19 after the hour.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
7.
Music television, the next superstar, premiere of a new series on television, a search for the next superstar on country music radio stations. Wynn Varbal is singing Kiss the
Katie
Girl
Perry?
By Katy Perry. Yeah, practice that bridge. Is there anything these people on television can't come up with or
well,
copy from somebody
is,
else?
Right? This show is produced by Nigel Lithgow, the producer of American Idol, but it's an right. all-country version.
We don't have any country singers in American Idol?
Sure we do.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty McCready's awesome.
He's incredible.
So what do we need in one of these shows for?
Because it's,
this
you know.
Is Adrian, contestant Adrian, performing. This is a country song, California Dreamin'.
Doesn't yeah, sound like it. Neither is Katy Perry.
No, this is super. This is silly.
No, I think what they're doing is they're having the country stars do
pop
hits. Yeah.
This is a band performing Let's Get It On. So who are the judges for this?
You know, I don't know who the judges are, actually.
Fred Bronson? Who's Fred Bronson? Never heard of him. Anybody know who Fred Bronson is?
No, maybe a songwriter.
Matt Cerletic is another judge. Here. What is this? This is stupid. That's
well, it's on. It's on.
It's stupid.
Country music television. So it's you know it's a distant network. It's not like a broadcast.
Why is it stupid? Just because you don't like it?
Because there's the, all the. No, I mean I like actually. You know what I've spent. Those of you who are just joining us, Roberta Fasinelli's here, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, as usual. This weekend, driving across country, I've listened to more radio than I have for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I like about, and I like to be driving on the weekend because I hear, actually. In many instances, better radio than what I hear Monday through Friday. And I say that because it's less predictable.
It's different.
I did actually find myself listening to two talk radio programs, and you don't hear me say this very often. Both of them were good. Most talk radio, at least the political stuff, is garbage that you hear. It's just garbage. And so I listened to these two guys, Doc Watson, who does a show in Cincinnati and also in Raleigh. But he lives in Cincinnati. He works for Premier, and he was doing. He was filling in for Bill Cunningham this weekend, and I listened to him, and he actually had something to say.
Hmm.
He was articulate. He was very interesting in how he put stuff, and it was a good conversation. I enjoyed listening to him. And then I listened to Jeff Katz, who's a guy that's on in Boston. He's been bouncing around for years. Rich, you know him. He's got a trailer attached to his car.
Yeah.
That's an old joke about people on the radio and they have their permanent U-Haul attached. He's just bounced from one stage to another. But he's actually matured pretty well. He was a kid and he was a jerk and he was not good. But he was on the air on a weekend show that I listened to for a while on Saturday and it was actually very engaging. He was, I thought, really mature and it was fun to listen to it, actually. And then I've been listening to a lot of great music. And the different various countdown shows and people that we've grown up with. But what I liked more than anything else, because I really, maybe because it's funny, I started in radio playing country music. That's where I got my, when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, I was playing country music on WTTF and Tiffin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that old country music.
That's
and there
fun.
Was, I found a show, I found a station yesterday Where was I? When I came across through, where was it? It was somewhere in, someplace in Kansas. I don't even remember where it was. But I remember listening and liking a lot. Listening, it was a really well-blended group of older country songs. Johnny Cash, when his stuff that, you listen to it and you think, okay, there's something there. Versus
Old Faithful.
The vacuous junk that's around today. For me, and I'm not. This is not an old person curmudgeonly. I'm just telling you that the quality of things that are around, even though the recording today is much better, digitally.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the same old song and dance. There's plenty of quality music being made. The radio stations just won't play it.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You may be right about that. Shelley Palmer has a focus on this YouTube announcement that we were talking about earlier. Let's listen up.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll in 30 Seconds. Just type employee hours into Intuit Online Payroll. Wages and taxes are calculated automatically. A few more clicks to print paychecks or make a direct deposit, and we're done. In our remaining time, here's a flock of pigeons playing ragtime piano with their beaks. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, YouTube announced a new service that will provide live streaming video content on its website. Any user who has received partner status will be eligible for YouTube Live status and can broadcast anywhere. The ability to stream live events and news to YouTube's network makes it a tough site to compete with. In other news, Larry Page has finally settled in as Google's CEO and quickly began to make changes. He promoted 7 executives to important divisions that focus on mobile and social development. Page wants to excel in the social market and is even tying 25% of employee bonuses to Google's social success. And finally, a recent survey by AdMob shows that the number one activity for tablet users is playing video games. 84% of the 1,400 surveyed said they played games, while only 46% used the device for reading ebooks. Tablets even replaced 28% of respondents' primary computers. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day.
I'm Shelley. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Burkeywaterpurification.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That is a good day. How's your wallet? How are things in your in the economic department?
Slim and
for
trim,
you?
Sir.
Good. Slim and trim. That's what we like. Roberta will be here in a moment with her Queen of Cheap contribution for today. As a matter of fact, you can check out some of it right now. Go to DougStephan.com. A lot of deals today, including how you should be spending National Cheese Fondue Day, which happens to be today. You get that? Check
bunch
that out
dip
at DougStephan.com. Okay, so we were talking about the budget and how much money is being spent. Just to sort of review here for a moment, as a lot of people are going to be talking about this today, this week, this month, and a focus on, in my estimation, this is my analysis. You can like it or not, or you can agree with it or not. This is my analysis of this whole situation. As you look at the history of our country, from when we were founded in 1776 to 1913, the year the income tax was put into place, we didn't owe one penny, not any debt whatsoever, zero debt. From 1913 on, when we instituted the income tax, and the government was able to control you and what you do by its tax policy, the money it was spent for wars and has been spent for wars.
Well, because it had the money.
We had, well, exactly. And if you took that out of our, even our current deficit, we wouldn't have the kind of holes that we have. It's just, that's the equivalency. From 1913 to 2005, all the money that was borrowed to finance all of the wars that we were involved in has been now duplicated from 2005 to 2011. And I say the reason that we're doing, that we're borrowing all this money is because of the industrial, the military-industrial complex, and what we're borrowing to run. Now, the $700 billion that we have set aside for the Defense Department doesn't include what it costs to be in Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Libya. Doesn't include it. So you add all of that stuff. Hello.
Wow.
Two and two is four. Tim has called from Alaska with a thought on this. Tim, thanks for your call, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
You were talking about the national debt?
I am, yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
One thing you didn't take into account is before the Kennedy administration, a lot of income came since the founding of the United States from custom and excise taxes. Now, what custom and excise taxes is import duty. And President Kennedy, President Kennedy, during his round of tariff reductions, GATT, it didn't come into effect overnight. It went on for 10 years when the Japanese flooded the American market with cars, televisions, and telecommunications.
So why don't you get to your point, sir? What is the point?
Since we got rid of the excise taxes, that was the source of revenue we did have, which is not there anymore.
Excise taxes. Yes, it is. It most certainly is.
Yeah, but
you buy a car, there's a federal excise tax on it.
It's a fraction of what it was. That's what
The point is that we have a revised tax structure which is aimed at controlling you, understanding all of the stuff that's in the 60,000 pages of the IRS regulations is aimed at controlling you, knowing what you're doing, And in essence, these are the various agendas that are put forth through the tax code and the tax policy. And that wasn't, you were right. We had excise taxes and trade tariffs and that sort of stuff as sales taxes before, and that's how we funded what we did. And that all changed with the advent of the income tax, because they want to keep a track. How else, when you look at your income tax return, most people file the extended form, and they look at what you spend, and they can regulate how you spend it by giving you credit or not for, let's say, state income taxes, you get credit for that, or real estate taxes, you get credit for that, or mortgage deductions, you get credit for that, or all these other things that are legislating basically social policy. That's all they are, right? And now we've gotten so used to it, like all the other things many people have gotten so used to. So when somebody says, sorry, you can't have this anymore, you're like a child who has had her candy taken away from her. Oh, listening to these people, these babies on the air, moan and groan and complain about what they aren't going to get anymore, it really is. You talk about the entitlement society. Woof. Wow. All right. Anyway, having said that, here's, before we get to Roberta, our 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
Ready.
Ready. Thank you.
Ready.
A little delay there in the broadcast. Why is it that we would be talking today about Mapleton, Iowa? Mapleton, Iowa in the news today and this weekend. Why?
Do they make maple syrup?
810
They make a ton of it. Mapleton.
Richie, we may want to consider doing this program ourselves.
Oh, you'd be so bored. Come on. You guys would be talking about cars all day long.
You were just telling me during the break I was the one who brought the show down.
Yeah, I just changed my mind.
That was quick.
You've been upgraded, Rich.
Yeah, yeah. You know how fickle I am. All right, so anyway, what's the significance of what happened this weekend in Mapleton, Iowa? 800-510-8255. While you're figuring that out, let's have Roberta celebrate National Cheese Fondue Day with us, okay?
She's the queen of cheese, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start today with a free scanner. You know, sometimes you go in the supermarket and you see people with this, like, gun-looking sort of thing. And
yes.
Scanning barcodes. That's actually from Nielsen. And what they're doing is they're tracking what you buy. And they ask for your help that you scan the stuff. They're like, you put in your demographic.
Yeah.
So you can sign up to get it, and you get all sorts of free stuff and points depending on, you know, how many times you do this. So, I mean, if you have
all
the
right,
time and the
you,
information.
Roberta.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, and this is a little listening tip for people who will be around in the next hour, and if you're not going to, you may want to download this. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, will be with us in the next hour, and I want to ask him, we'll start by asking him how that whole business works.
Yeah. Well, they're tracking demographics and, you know, in areas of the country and what you're buying. And then, you know, you download that. It's like a wireless thing. You can download that onto their website. So we have the sign-up form if you want to go and get more information and see how you can get free stuff from Nielsen. We also have free samples of Purex. We have free samples of EOS hand lotion. And today, like Doug said before, is National Cheese Fondue Day. And there's a restaurant called The Melting Pot.
Mm, it's so good.
They're all about fondue, cheese fondue, chocolate fondue, all sorts of fondue. So you have to make a reservation, and you can go get free cheese fondue.
It's a national chain? I don't know.
It is a chain.
And actually, they're not only doing it, they're doing it the 11th through the 14th. So you actually have all week
to do this.
It's a whole week. Wow. So it's really National Cheese Fondue Week.
It's really fun.
You can do
meat, vegetables, cheese, salad, and chocolate, I think, is their whole thing.
Yep. You put the meat in
chocolate
like a hot oil, right?
Wait a minute. Hold on just a minute, please.
Chocolate, yes.
Rewind.
Yes,
chocolate and cheese.
Not together, but it's like a whole feast. You do salad, and then you do cheese fondue, and then meat and vegetables.
Misunderstood.
The chocolate.
Please proceed, Roberta.
And just a heads up, tomorrow is free cone day at Ben and Jerry's. So just find a Ben and Jerry's.
They give you a free cone, and you have to pay for what they fill it up with.
Is celebrating their 33 years of scooping up ice cream. So head over
and
to Ben
social
and
reform.
Tomorrow. And social reform.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream and social reform. They should have named the company Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream and Social
Reform.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, you know what you do? You go to the Melting Pot, get your free cheese fondue, and then go over to Ben and Jerry's and get your free ice cream cone.
And then go
clog
get some
your
lactate.
Heart right up.
Or, you know, join a gym for a month free. After eating all that.
Yeah, I'm going to need
nice
it.
Job,
so you'll
Burke.
Find all of this on the DougStefan.com website under the Queen of Cheap. And there's lots of stuff there, too. So, you know, just poke around and see what you can find in there because you'll lots of freebies.
Stefan is spelled bargains. S-T-E-P-H-A-N.
Or
the bargains are there. The help
show,
is there.
Right?
Info is there. Good Day Show. You can find it there. It's the same website. Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. All right, before we get to the television report, the significance of Mapleton, Iowa. Lori has called. Good day, Lori. Nice to speak with you. How are you doing this Monday morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
That's good. You're welcome very much. Where are you?
I'm in Vero Beach.
Vero
Florida.
Beach. Okay, WTTB. There's only one Vero Beach as far as I'm concerned, and that's in Florida.
Yeah.
We got it. Okay, so what's the reality? Why would we be talking about Mapleton, Iowa this weekend and today?
Well, they had some terrible thunderstorms, tornadoes, very bad weather come through their area.
Yeah, this was a big tornado over the weekend. It's a little small town. About 1,200 people live there. And the swath of the tornado, about 3-4 miles wide, and pretty much wiped out the entire town. Wiped out the downtown section, a lot of people.
Wow.
I mean, this is a western Iowa town. If you're trying to get a fix on it, Des Moines is pretty much the central south of the state. Mapleton is north and west of there by about 140, 150 miles. And yesterday was a wild day. I came into this town. I'm in Columbia, Missouri this morning, Lori, and I trailed a really bad storm by only about 40 or 50 miles. I could see the lightning off to the right as I'm driving down Interstate 70. And it was really bright, and the roads were very wet. People were going slowly because this heavy storm that started up in Iowa and cut back, it cut sort of down across. Those of you who are in Missouri and down into Arkansas and even Louisiana saw a really horrible night of very bad storms, and the stuff has dissipated now. But this mess that was created by this, the weather warmed up so quickly. Yesterday, the atmosphere can't handle all of these. It's like a big collision of air masses,
right.
And that's what causes these tornadoes. And you look at the pictures of this mess this morning. My God. Oh, sad, sad, sad. All right, so, Lori, you're going to get a swell prize from the Doug Steffen cabinet or closet or whatever. I'm not coming out of the closet, but some of the stuff in there will. So you hold on for a second. Nice to have you here. Nice to be able to speak with you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for your show. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
All right, hold on a second. The other thing that's going on, these wildfires down in Texas, those of you who are in Texas, West Texas, this is an area, for those of you who are listening to El Paso, as near as I can tell by looking at the maps, it looks about 200 miles. It's along the border, sort of 200 miles southeast. I don't know, Richie, if you've seen that. There's a lot of video on it this morning.
No, not yet.
But 25 states sent firefighters down. That's how big this fire is. 25 states, the worst fire day in the history of Texas, recorded history. About 10,000 acres burned yesterday. And where I was driving across, very dry in Kansas yesterday, or I guess it was Friday, actually, Sam Brownback, who used to be the senator, now the governor of Kansas, declared a state of emergency because there's a drought. It's so dry in Kansas, and the wind, I hit 70, 75-mile-an-hour winds coming across the plains yesterday, and I will tell you something. I was scared a couple times because it was like the wind was going to pick up the truck and just, you know, push it. You could feel it pull you. Anyway, but there were acres and acres and acres, especially in western Kansas, that had been burned. Beautiful. You know, and actually, to be honest or to tell you the truth about this, when you burn land like that, it's really good for it. It's not good if there are houses around.
Soil.
But it cleans up all of the debris and the brush and opens up so that the new growth can take place, and it really is much better for the land, again, as long as there are no houses around. Other than that, it can be very dangerous. But these people down in West Texas have got a really tough situation, a tough road to hoe. So we wish them well. It's 13 before the hour. We'll focus on the Comedy Central Comedy Awards and lots of television events and television news. Jennifer Horn up next here on Good Day.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could say when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Vegetables from the garden. Nothing can be fresher or more rewarding. To celebrate the joy of growing fresh vegetables, Triscuit is proclaiming April 12th Home Farming Day. Green thumb or not, the new website, homefarming.com, empowers home farmers to share experiences, ask and answer simple or complex questions, and be rewarded for growing fresh food. Homefarming.com also features how-to videos from the gardener guy, Paul James.
Creating your own home farm, whether on a windowsill, container, backyard garden, or community plot, doesn't have to be difficult. Triscuit is providing tools to get novice and experienced home farmers started right away by attaching plantable basil and dill herb seed cards to 8 million boxes and by launching homefarming.com.
To build on the success of the home farming movement, Triscuit is working with Urban Farming, a nonprofit organization, to plant 65 community-based home farms in 20 cities. Volunteers can enjoy the fresh-grown food with their families or donate the harvest to food banks. Show your support at homefarming.com or facebook.com/Triscuit.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you got to help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Okay, so Jen,
yes,
the story about Matt Lauer. Remember we talked about this on Friday. He wants out.
Yeah, but now he's reconsidered because they're offering him a big fat raise.
Geez, I hate this.
He's making $17 million a year right now. Right. He will stay for $25 million a year.
Yeah, and they'll pay
I'd
him.
Stay too.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but this is the way the stories were a ploy.
Mm-hmm.
He had no intention of leaving. But he's asked them for 25.
Negotiating tools.
He's getting
right.
Seven, so he'll probably get 21 or 22.
Just like the cast of Jersey Shore.
You have to chuck it
raises.
Out there. Exactly. You have to chuck it out there. Scare
Richie, I'm not coming back. I'm all done.
What if we negotiate during the break?
How much
we'll
will
give
it
some
take, Doug?
Please. Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Name any amount.
Yeah,
we'll
name
it
and claim it. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Sorry, I can't afford that.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As directed.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and I spending time on what's going on the tube, starting with last night's Comedy Central Comedy Awards. I thought it was kind of interesting who got what and for what reason. Here, John Cryer talks about his new record that he has coming out.
I'm here to introduce the nominees for Best Actress, but I would just like to say one thing really quickly. I've always been a kind of a private person, and I don't like to draw attention to myself. I think thank you. I think it's important for an actor to try and keep out of the public eye. But lately, I've had some free time, and maybe as a reaction to some of the recent events in my life, I've been looking for a way to express myself. I'm sorry, this is long story short. I made a record. It's no big deal. I'm sorry, I didn't even brought it up. It's just me and some friends, and hopefully it's going to come out later this year. So just a little heads up about that.
Okay. All right. Now, the quote of the day.
I don't know whether he was joking or not.
I know.
The quote of the day came from the New York Post, which wrote yesterday a critique of the Charlie Sheen performance at Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah.
And it said, quote, "Charlie Sheen stank up Radio City Music Hall last night like a flatulent goddess. Sheen and his violent torpedo of truth tour limped and sputtered through town. When the show ended ahead of schedule, the actor ran from the stage like a scared felon ahead of a lynch mob. Hundreds and hundreds of people walked out of Radio City Music Hall. It was a repeat of the Detroit disaster."
Huh.
So, anyway, and then he went up to the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut, and that show last night seemed to have gone better, but that's the review. Okay, back to the Comedy Central Awards. It wasn't really very funny. John Cryer, as most of you know, is on Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen. Gary Shandling spoke.
I miss him.
Yeah, here he is talking to the audience at Comedy
Central.
By the
way, if marijuana is on the ballot to be legalized this year, please also vote for legalizing pipes because I cannot roll. Then I am left alone with a pile of marijuana, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make the thing with the apple or the Coke can if I'm not stoned. Which came first, the marijuana or the apple?
I don't understand anything he's talking about. You?
You would.
What is that, an apple and a...
Some people can make marijuana pipes out of an apple.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Or tin cans.
I thought apples were computers.
They are, too.
They are.
Okay. So here we go.
That wouldn't help you in this circumstance.
No, apparently not.
Tina Fey. John Cryer was talking about the lady that was going to win the comedy best comedy actress, and here's Tina Fey accepting the award.
I will say the only thing that I knew for sure while we were making this movie was that I was crushing Helen Mirren at acting. Just, I mean, honestly, like, if you have two TVs, like, set it up. If you watch Date Night side by side next to the Queen, it's embarrassing for her. But you know what? She looks great in a bathing suit. I want to thank Steve Carell, my co-star. When I was a student at Second City, I used to sit on the bench in the theater and watch Steve. You had told me that someday I would be in a movie with him and I would be paid almost half of what he was making. It was a dream come true. All award shows are both made up clubs that people start to give each other prizes. So I want to thank Comedy Central for realizing we could do that. Give each other prizes.
God bless her. She's really a
she's funny.
She's a wonderful.
Yeah, she sure is.
Yeah.
Cherished. What a prize she is. David Letterman, speaking of prizes, won the Johnny Carson Award.
Well, you have to suffer for your art. And Johnny Carson suffered for his art. He suffered through a number of marriages. And he spoke about it on TV in a time, and people suffered.
Let's get Letterman accepted.
I'm going to do my best to act gracious, even though I'm well aware of the fact that I don't deserve this. Yeah, I know. And one other thing I forgot to say was, hello, mother.
All right, this is not amusing at all. Let's go.
No, there's a lot of bleeps in this.
There's a lot of.
I listened to the Eddie Murphy one. There was like three or four bleeps in that one, too.
He's a Disney guy.
All right, so what's going on? Pia Toscano.
Oh, Pia, okay. What do you got?
No, go ahead. What do you have?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, Katherine Heigl left Grey's Anatomy for the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, in 2007-ish. She's now coming back to TV, Dougie, for HBO in a project called The Knitting Circle, which is a series based on a bestseller about a woman whose marriage is in turmoil after her child dies.
What a great idea.
Isn't that enough?
People are really ticked off tweeting and
on
Facebook about Pia Toscano getting booted.
They want Stefano gone and Pia back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ashton Kutcher doing some and Tom Hanks.
She's fine. She's dating Mark Ballas now.
Who's that?
From Dancing with the Stars. He's a little hottie.
Perfect. You know all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you do, Jennifer, because I don't. 59 after on Good Day.